Hello, dear friends. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. If you're enjoying the podcast, then feel free to rate the podcast, share it with friends, or say hello on social media. The links are in the description. Today we're going to talk about a couple of things that you can do anywhere, because a lot of the podcasts that we've had so far have been focused around a particular guided meditation, and it's not always possible, especially if you're out and about, to be able to put on a guided meditation. So I thought it'd be helpful to go through a couple of things that you would be able to use to practice anywhere, whether you're, you know, on the train, whether you're in the office, whether you're down the pub, wherever you are. So the two that we're going to go through today, the first one is an eating meditation. So if you don't have a piece of chocolate ready or something like that, then you might want to pause here and go and grab something. And the second one is a meditation of mind. So that is focusing your attention on the thoughts and the feelings as they're coming into your mind. So we're going to do the first one. So if you have a piece of chocolate, what we're going to do is we're going to attempt to focus 100% of our attention on how we go about eating a piece of chocolate. And this is something that I actually struggle with. So if I'm feeling particularly hungry, if I'm sitting down in front of a meal, my natural instinct is to kind of shovel it into my face as quickly as I possibly can. But ideally, to apply the practice, what I try and do at least occasionally is to, with the first few bites, just take a moment to look at the food that's in front of you. Take a moment to smell the food that's in front of you. Take a moment as you take the first forkful and put it into your mouth and just let it sit in your mouth. Allowing yourself to taste. And then as you chew the food, really focusing on the textures. And you can also focus on the process by which the food arrived on your plate as well. And that's essentially what we're going to do today. So if you've got your piece of chocolate ready, if you want to, first of all, listen as you break the piece of chocolate into two pieces. And if you take one of those pieces and just look at the piece of chocolate, look at its colour. Look at how the light reflects off it. Are the corners sharp or rounded? You might notice actually the feeling of it melting slightly between your fingers. Then you bring the piece of chocolate up to your nose. What does it smell like? So it might smell sweet. You may smell the cocoa. Just giving yourself a moment to really appreciate how it smells. And then placing that piece of chocolate onto your tongue without chewing. And inside your mouth, just allowing yourself to feel the smooth texture of the chocolate. And as it melts, just noticing what those first initial flavors are. So you might notice that it's sweet. You might notice the taste of the cocoa. You might taste the creaminess of the milk. Or if it's dark chocolate, it might taste slightly bitter. You might taste some of the other flavors that are in there if it's a flavored chocolate, so maybe orange or mint or a nutty flavor. And then allowing yourself to now chew the piece of chocolate, appreciating all of the textures in there. So by now it's likely it feels soft, but it could be if it's chocolate with orange pieces or nuts that it's could also be chewy. It might be crunchy. And allowing yourself to swallow the chocolate. And if you can, see if you can become aware of the sensation of the chocolate going down your throat and down into your stomach. And now with the second piece, what we're going to focus on here is a sense of gratitude and awareness of the connection and the impact on the world that putting together this piece of chocolate has had. So really appreciating where it's come from. So if you put the piece of chocolate into your mouth and as you allow it to melt, you might think of the sky. So you could think of the sunshine and the rain that went into growing the cocoa and the sugar. You might think of the earth and the nutrients from the earth that were gathered by the plant to make the cocoa and the sugar. You might think of the air providing the carbon dioxide that the plants needed to grow. You can think of the bees and other insects that were used to pollinate the plants. Then you might think about the people that have been involved. So you can think about the farmers that grew the plants and the labour that went into managing the land. You may think of the people who transported the cocoa and the sugar. You might think of the factory where all these different elements were brought together into a chocolate bar. And finally, you might think of the people who work in the shop who sold you the chocolate bar. And again, just seeing if you can be fully aware as you swallow the piece of chocolate. So I hope you enjoyed that. I always enjoy eating chocolate. Doing that meditation sometimes feels like you're on MasterChef, but it really does allow you to appreciate and gain more satisfaction from the food that you eat if you are fully aware of each mouthful as it goes in. One thing I'm guilty of is eating in front of the TV. And sometimes you find that, you know, you're engrossed in the TV program that you're watching and you're not aware of the food that you've just eaten at all. And then, surprise, surprise, you might be hungry then a couple of hours later. I find that if you can spend some time being fully aware of the food that you're eating, it then becomes more satisfying. So give it a try. And it'd be really interesting to hear what your experience of trying it yourself is. So the other guided meditation that I wanted to do today was the meditation of mind. And this is a very simple one. We've actually been through this before as part of the introduction to some of the guided meditations. So as part of the introduction, one of the things I talk about is becoming aware of the thoughts as they're entering your mind. And so as each thought enters your head, just becoming aware of the feelings that you have attached to it. So it could be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It could be a sad thought about yesterday. Or it could be a thought that you don't have any particular feelings attached to, a neutral thought. So we're going to do, rather than doing that for 30 seconds, we're going to do that for about 5 minutes. The thing that I wanted to recap from the introduction to mindfulness in the first episode is that not to panic if you have 100 thoughts coming through a minute. So it's perfectly normal that you could have lots and lots of thoughts coming through. Just with each thought as it comes through, just becoming really aware and present with it, really aware of the feelings that you have, and then allowing it to leave. And if you're having trouble releasing thoughts, what you might do is you might apply a visualization. So that could be that your thought is one of many clouds that are passing overhead and disappearing over the horizon. Or it could be that each thought is a leaf that you place in a river, and you're watching that leaf float down a river and pass around a corner. So I'm going to ring the bell to start, and we're going to focus our attention on our mind as the thoughts come through. And it could be that as you do this, your mind actually goes very quiet. That's also very normal. And if that's the case, then feel free to focus on your breathing as you wait for the next thought to come in. Opening your eyes. Taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind, in your thoughts. And if you feel a sense of calm from spending a few moments focused on your well-being, I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. Thank you, and I look forward to practicing with you again.